Brian Shaw is a chemistry professor at Baylor University. When his wife Elizabeth had their child, Noah, she decided to quit her job and stay at home. He says one result of that was a lot of pictures.
First 3 years of his life, she took 9,000 pictures. And at about 3 months old, she noticed that his pupils were coming back white.
She read in a parenting magazine that white eye, a condition called leukocoria, could be a sign of retinoblastoma, a form of pediatric eye cancer. Shaw was skeptical at first, but it turned out she was right.
Pediatrician looked in his eyes and didn't like what she saw and immediately referred us to an ophthalmologist a few blocks away, and that afternoon he was diagnosed.
Noah went through chemotherapy and radiation treatment to try and remove the tumors, but he ended up losing his right eye. He now has a prosthetic eye, but the cancer didn't spread, partly because the Shaws were able to catch the disease in time. That got Shaw thinking about formalizing a way to diagnose retinoblastoma quickly and cheaply.
Nobody's ever studied leukocoria. Nobody has ever seen, well, how early does it show up? Most doctors assume that it's a symptom of late-stage retinoblastoma and that by the time you detect the white eye, it's probably too late to save the eye.
Shaw's research starts to dispel that idea. He shows that leukocoria can show up pretty early in the life of a child with retinoblastoma, early enough to treat and hopefully save the eye. After Noah was done with his treatment, Shaw started going through the thousands of photos his wife had taken of Noah to find a way to measure leukocoria. Using Photoshop, he assigned a value to the color of the leukocoria in each photo. That meant he could track the progression of the disease as the tumors got bigger and multiplied.
If you have a tumor, these tumors are usually whitish and white yellowish or tan in appearance. And so what you're seeing is the reflection of the surface of the tumor, possibly mixed in with some reflection of the healthy retina. So it's not always white. It can be yellowish. It can be bright orangish.
Shaw says this will hopefully pave the way for a software that could scan pictures for traces of leukocoria. Since digital cameras are pretty widespread already, that could mean a quick, easy way to diagnose the disease, even in the poorest corners of the world.
Parents' access to digital photography in a place like India or Namibia is going to increase at a faster rate than their access to regular pediatric care.
Meanwhile, Noah Shaw is doing great. He's five now and loves to draw. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.